on campus
and online.
This is URN.
In campus news, Friday saw the Society's ball held as students attended a ceremony for the prize-giving event at Goosedale Hall. FISSOC picked up Best Society Award, whilst Recreational Running Society took home the Best Newcomer gong, beating off competition from a cappella. Elsewhere in Nottingham, a family from Clifton are hoping to do for justice today, as they fly out to Greece for the trial of their son who was killed by a motorbike rider in 2012. Jamie Leake was celebrating his 9th birthday when he was killed while crossing a road. The government has said it will fight plans to force EU member states to take in a share of the migrants coming to Europe from North Africa. The proposal is a response to the crisis in the Mediterranean, but former UKIP leader Nigel Farage says there's nothing David Cameron could do about it.
What we're talking about here is a signal that has been sent to many of those countries in North Africa that the door to Europe is open. We really, over the next few years, could be talking about millions and millions of people potentially coming to Europe.
Powerful typhoon has hit the northeast Philippines, killing 2 people and cutting electricity supplies to many parts of the region. Authorities have said they are not expecting further casualties, as most people have followed evacuation orders. At the BAFTAs, Ant & Dec picked up 2 awards for the second consecutive year, winning the awards for Best Entertainment Show and Best Comp Entertainment Performance. Other victors on the night included Georgina Campbell, who won Best Actress, and Sherlock, which took home the Radio Time Audience Award. In sport, Andy Murray picked up his first Masters title on clay yesterday, beating Rafael Nadal in straight sets, 6-3, 6-2. The British number one said his coach, Amélie Mauresmo, has helped him improve his performances on the red dust.
Amélie has been influential in that, but also the rest of my team as well for being brave enough to actually make changes, and I feel much better because of it.
The weather today should brighten up significantly as the day wears on, with sunny spells breaking through the cloud. Temperatures will hopefully peak at 19 degrees Celsius in places. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 29 minutes to 12.